This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your first chance today to get a code word for the Gwen Stefani Las Vegas trip. Make sure you're here throughout the day, 9, noon, and 5. We've got code words all day. Get you in the running for that. And right now it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning.
Yeah.
Schools, if it's not done this week, it's done middle of next week. But school will be out, everybody.
Whoosh. And people will not be cooped up in their homes.
That's right.
You predicted
it. Lots of
people
got plans.
June 1st would be the end. Mm-hmm. And it turns out you were more or less right. Because
we're very close to it, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt about it. If you felt an earthquake this morning or thought you did, you did. There was a little rumbler here in the South Bay at 5:15. So I felt it, or I should say I saw my shutters wiggling and went,
Wiggling.
That doesn't
shutters.
Happen for no reason.
Mm.
Whatever. Anyway, there's that. Oh, and weather today. You may have a cloudy start. I'm certainly overcast here on the beach, but the sun should come out. Should be a beautiful, hot summer day.
Fantastic.
Real nice out there. I'm going to begin with this. I know you're a big fan of real estate, so I'll do a story for you here real quick. As a Mountain View home just set a new record.
Oh, boy.
Now, look, I live South Bay is home for me. I love it here. This is my place. But I do trip out on Mountain View. You don't know when you've crossed into another town. There's a lot of sprawl and you don't really know. So this is Waverly Park. I don't know it, but it's
a neighborhood in Mountain View. Okay.
A remodeled 7-bedroom house in Waverly Park sets a record for selling for $5.5 million in just 6 days. It was $1 million over asking. $1 million over the asking price, everyone. That is insane.
Oh my God.
So they're saying it's
That's the record that it broke. Oh,
yeah.
It's
the property sold for almost $1 million over the original asking price of $4.498 million. The house is beautiful. If you see the pictures, you'd say, of course you'd want it
It's beautiful, but it's not. I mean, we're not talking about a mansion with a long, winding driveway, and it's lovely. But
it's
insane what we're paying.
It's beautiful. And it's in the town probably where you work. So you don't have to get on the freeway and commute. So these people probably are tech workers. I can't say for sure, but that's the assumption you'd make is that they went,
whatever
I have to do to not get on any of these freeways around me and be stuck at metering lights on the way to work, I'll pay it. So the house is beautiful, but man.
Does it say how much the acreage is? Because I'm looking at the backyard right now. If you turn that, if you go back one picture, Bryn, you're looking right at your neighbors. Your neighbors are close in on either side. It's a neighborhood in town. There's the neighbor in the backyard. Go a little bit further to the right. Yeah, there you go. He's looking right into your backyard. Hello,
it does
neighbor.
Not have that in the story that I'm looking at, the acreage.
Well, frankly,
but it's big.
If you've got $5.5 million to drop on a house and that's where you want to live, then congratulations on your new home.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought
it's certainly very pretty.
Bidding it $1 million over the asking price, that's
it's
the part.
It's a frenzy
where
right now. It's jaw-dropping. Crazy what places are going for.
PDA makes the news for a couple reasons today.
This is a public display of affection.
That's right. So the first story comes to us from Sacramento.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Sacramento.
Have you seen the viral video that's going around of the hostile Memorial Day pool event that went down at
I certainly have not.
Well, I don't expect you to watch it, and you probably don't want to, because again, it's that hostile people being nasty to each other.
Is it a mask thing?
No. So this incident occurred at the Sacramento Kimpton Sawyer Hotel over Memorial Day weekend. It's now the video's now gone viral. It's circulating everywhere. They're calling it a Karen event.
Oh, geez. Karen, come on now.
The 90-second video has been posted to Instagram and gone everywhere from there, but it's a video at the pool. Apparently, these two moms, white ladies, took offense to a lesbian couple kissing in the pool. Okay, these two women are showing each other affection, and these ladies...
They're hotel guests.
These ladies asked them to please stop. We don't want our children to see this. So they ask once, apparently they ask again, and then things start to get nasty between these women apparently were with some other young people and they're the ones who also turned the camera on the Karens, if you will.
Oh, poor Karens. Poor ladies actually named Karen.
It shows a group of people leaving the pool area at the downtown hotel, and you can hear people yelling shame, shame. They do this. By the way, Brent, do not play the audio. This lady cusses. That
and
lady
flips
cusses
off, right?
And that's, by the way, these are the moms who didn't want kissing to be seen, and then they're doing this,
and they're putting this display on in front of their children.
So they're in a full-blown argument now, that lady right there, who, by the way, on her cup, it says Deb. And so Deb is furious.
So let's not have Karen thrown under the bus here. Also, angry husband standing behind her. I mean, he is her backup right there.
He's looking away.
He's all like, oh, boy. Oh, she won't stop. She won't stop. Cute dress. I like that little cover-up.
At one point, let's see here. They accuse her of being homophobic, which clearly that was. But here's how it goes. So these ladies are complaining to security about these women kissing. Mm. They're kissing and my kids, and they throw the women out for the who are complaining. They don't throw the lesbian couple out at all, which is the way that needed to go, right?
Yes. Well. Nobody needed to, it needed to go a totally different way. It needed to go a way where no one fought or yelled at the pool. We're just trying to have a pool day, lady. We're paying guests of a hotel and we're having fun in the pool.
Right. They asked the female couple to stop kissing in a public pool because the kids were present. And then things just completely go sideways as first they're the ones asked to leave. The moms are. And then at one point they're called, I forget what they called her. I'm not really familiar with all these terms people use. They called her, is it a WASP?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant is what WASP stands for.
It's okay, they call her that. And then her response is, I'm a Jew from Jersey. And then they go, oh, okay. So, and then they say, call her something else. And then she goes,
oh no.
Oh, they said something like, go back to the suburbs. And she goes, I live in Oakland. And now they're like, oh, you gentrifier. Like, she can't win.
No matter what she says, she's doomed.
There's no
winning
at that point.
Honestly, if you find yourself at a pool screaming at lesbians for any topic, just screaming, forget the lesbians. If you're at a public pool and someone's got a camera right in front of your face, they've got their phone out and they're filming you and you're yelling, run for it. You're wrong. You're in the wrong. Oh boy!
So, meanwhile, while this argument's happening,
I can't wait to watch this.
And if you haven't seen the video, you really don't need to. It shows people being ugly towards each other, but they're yelling shame.
Game of Thrones.
The whole time these people try to leave. And then that's the argument just goes. And while they're arguing, shame. Shame. The whole time I'm like, oh my God.
This is classic. Never be that person.
Anyway, it turns out I do think this sucks and it's ugly on both sides, but really, try to be less homophobic. How about that?
Also, try to just mind your own business.
Yeah, and well, that's the thing.
We're all guests at a pool. And then it wasn't really a public pool. It's a hotel's pool. All the paying guests get to use it. Mm-hmm.
The bummer here, I guess in my opinion, if something was happening at a pool, let's say things got raunchy or people were drinking too heavily or whatever, and it doesn't have anything to do with gay or straight or black or white. It's just like, okay, this party's getting too much. I don't try to stop the party. I leave.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
This is turning into kind of an adult party.
This is getting real here, and it's time for us to go back to
find uncomfortable,
something else to do.
So we should go.
Right.
Not we're uncomfortable. You guys get out of here.
Right.
That's not really how the world works.
Right. Mm. Exactly right. So I do know, though, that people are bothered by public displays of affection, and I do have some of the ones that make us most uncomfortable.
Okay.
And this doesn't relate to your sexuality, so to speak. But openly making out in public is tops the list of things that make people uncomfortable.
Well, it's like, go get a room.
Talking to each other in baby voices comes in at two.
I like that. I think that's really funny. I'm like, oh, you guys are total dorks.
Oh, you're not.
I'd rather hear that than, that's a number two for me, for sure.
You don't do that.
Baby talk?
Yeah.
No. I don't like it.
Putting your hand or arm on their shoulder, holding hands, touching their butt.
Oh. Yeah, don't grope other people in front of. It's fine. What's wrong with putting your arm around somebody or holding hands? There's nothing wrong with that. Yes.
How often would you say John will just sort of cup your butt cheek? That happen often?
Yes. And he may take those liberties at any time. Anytime I'm bending over folding clothes or bending over wiping something off the floor, I fully expect to have somebody do it from behind. It's whatever he's feeling in the moment, Brent.
Right.
I'm completely
That's
fine.
Always fun.
I actually feel that sometimes I'll proudly stick my butt up into the air just like, how could you walk by this?
Right.
Please enjoy. And then leave me alone.
I often do that as well. I'm a big fan of making sure you're okay. Are you okay? I got you. Don't fall over.
Oh, here, let me hold on to you.
Yeah, I'll hold on to you.
Oh, here, do you need some help, some support?
Uh-huh. Sitting on another person's lap. These are all public displays of affection that people find annoying or uncomfortable. Proposing in public.
Oh, I like that. I would love to see a proposal.
1 in 4 said watching it makes them uncomfortable.
Because the person they're with has been like, why won't you propose to me?
Could be that. Sure. Sure, I've been a victim of that. I've been someone who was like, wait, what's happening? Why are you guys doing this? Don't do this right now. Do not do this right now.
No. We were just talking about this and I said never.
I just thought I had this conversation sealed and put away for a while and you're bringing it back up. Thanks a lot.
How dare you.
Staring or looking at each other too deeply into each other's eyes also. Whatever. I do think though that once you start if you get to second base in public, you've really gone way too far.
Yeah. Honestly, do whatever you want. I actually think it's really funny because it's always, you know, people who are in the heat of the first glow. Those are the people who are all over each other, right? You know, we're together. And
the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, we're staring into each other's eyes and we're kissing, you know, leading tongue first. I can't get enough of you, you know, your sucking face and. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's actually, it's kind of funny, actually. You just have to be like, wow, if you guys weren't under the spell of love, you'd also think this was stupid. But go ahead. Have a great time. but also get a room.
While we're here's just a one step further on the subject. I thought this was interesting and unfortunate too, because it's just sad. Half of people in relationships say their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had.
Oh.
What?
Half of people. Half.
Why would you be in a relationship with the person who's the worst sex you've ever... I guess maybe it just gets to that point.
I think that must be it, is that if you've been together too long and it sort of starts to get less and less hot, and, you know, I guess I get that. Certainly kids will change.
They put a damper on things.
They do really very
seriously.
You're
cramping my style, shorty.
Shorty.
Anyway, half of people in a relationship claim their current partner is the worst they've ever had. And we don't know if it's always that they've always felt that way or if things cooled down.
People just aren't trying as hard a couple years in.
I don't know why. I don't know why you'd... Why weren't... Why? Why?
Yeah, it's like a bang in you.
Well, then why are you... Why would you want to be in a long-term relationship?
I super like you. You're great.
All right.
Oh, that? You want to do that? All right.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I watch TV?
No, it's not okay. Focus. Give me 15 solid minutes.
Can I listen to my book?
No, and then you can have the rest of your week for crying out loud.
Could I, like, take a quick nap while it's...
No. The average person says they've had 7 really bad encounters in their life.
Oh.
A third of people have fallen asleep during it.
Oh, I've fallen asleep.
What? No, you haven't.
Sure I have. Absolutely.
I never have. I like it too much. I'm too happy to be there. How can I fall asleep and right in the middle of all that?
I've fallen asleep just from, you know, it's sort of the end. It's like an end of the night thing, and you're kind of lit, and you're messing around, and you're kind of humping. And just
is that falling asleep or is that passing out?
Maybe it's passing out.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like passing out.
Yeah.
That's slightly different than actually just going,
but also it's, you know, it's midnight and I'm falling asleep.
This is very calming.
Keep going. It's fine.
Boy, my heart rate seems to be dropping. How's that possible? Yuck. Our text number is 800-400-369. Say, that sucks. Man, that's terrible. Let's see. What's considered second base, asks 925.
Well, for us old people, second base is boob action.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
But there's a whole new set of bases, Vin. We heard about this a few years back. The kids have all kinds of... Like, first base is almost doing it. I mean, there's all these...
They're wrong.
I agree.
They're 100% wrong.
Right. I completely
concur. If you're
doing
it, you shouldn't even be using the bases as a way of describing what's happened. This is kid talk. This is where basically young teens are talking about, I went from first kissing to second touching, and that's sort of a conversation too. And it's really boys, right? Do young girls talk like that?
Well,
Coco?
We certainly say what base we got to with someone.
Yeah.
Oh, you
what are the bases now? What do you think the bases are? Coco,
I thought it was
us.
Still second base.
Yeah,
was still
it still
boobs.
Pops up the same as
so first base is kissing.
Yeah,
second base heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
Oh,
third base.
No, this is much.
Is that current?
This is apparently current. That is not. Second base is just boobs. Third base is hands
Womanary
only.
Australia
downstairs.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You're not kissing that. And
oh, I see.
Home run is what it's what they're saying here.
Right.
Right.
Throw well, whatever.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, did I say the text number? 800-400-369.
I feel like we're dancing on the edge.
Oh, I'm completely out of time. Oh, well. What's coming up in the trash?
Before I tell you what's coming up, you're going to love it. Can you please take the thing you just Googled, and let's talk about that on The Secret Show this week.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. Because we can't say any of the things
right
here.
I'll just copy and paste it.
Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, Junky Horses and Who Just Jumped on OnlyFans.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.